I'm happy to be talking with Dan Pinger this evening. He's the author of The Ripley Ridge Storyteller, Love, Laughter, Life, and the Hereafter. And tonight, his third book, The Ripley Ridge Raconteur, is what we will be talking about. Dan, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very, very much.
So you were helpful to include a bio when we received your book, and I understand your writing was inspired by your life, which includes being a kid, a lover, a law student, a newspaper reporter, father, husband, downtown Cincinnati business owner, a widower, a farmer, a grandfather, and a twice divorced man. And that's just in the first 80 plus years, right?
That's right.
Interestingly enough, you have, like many of us, of course, experienced hardships also. And you say that you entered your elder years, like in your words, crashed wreckage. So specifically, what was that about?
Well, I started to make observations of my past, covered everything as honestly as I could, looked at my successes and failures and dreams, and it was very, very helpful because it explained to me who I have been and who the real me is.
Well, interestingly enough, you didn't start out with that plan or that process in mind. I understand you went to Rollins College. You had to take a writing skills test. Where did that end you up?
I wrote stories and graduated into a creative writing class. And I also started to work on the student newspaper. And I became the editorial editor. And then later on, I was the editor-in-chief. And that led me into a newspaper career and worked here in Cincinnati for the Cincinnati Enquirer. Then that led to public relations and then my retirement.
It's interesting that I would think in those careers, of course, writing was a skill and a tool, if you will, that was a part of them. But you didn't do more creative writing until recently. And there was what seems to me a lovely catalyst that brought that about, which has to do with one of your daughters. So you're 88 now. What happened 4 years ago?
My daughter, Cori Keller, was a singer and songwriter down in Nashville. And she would come up the farm and we would sit out in the patio together and watch the sunsets and talk. And she would get her guitar and she would writing and strumming and coming up with song ideas and how to rhyme and everything. I remember one time she said, "The sun goes down." And I said, "Honey, how about the sun slides down?" And she liked it very much. But I started to send her these story ideas and she was wondering how to rhyme them. So I started to send her a story idea with a rhyme. She didn't take any of them, but it started me into it. And I wrote around 10 really lousy poems. And I do narrative poetry. The fun is to get a story across and still have to work with the rhyming of it. It's like working a crossword puzzle. And that just interests me tremendously. And I have a friend in New York who says, "You should be publishing these." And he told me how cheaply you can do it. I have a daughter, Ellen DePosesta, who handles all the putting the book together and table of contents, importantly, the cover. And so we just have a wonderful time with it. And then my old buddy, who used to be the managing editor of the Cincinnati Post, Bob Kraft, I send all my stuff to him and he edits it. Then he also gives me some comment, like if I would be writing too many stories about some vague subject.
If you would, favor us with one of your poems. I've asked you to read Play Misty for me.
Let me just preface that. The first two books were all heavy, and so I wanted to get humor into it. And so I got several parts of humor that I call old crap. And or the one I'm going to read is called Play Misty for Me. And Misty was the name of a dog that my late wife, Marion Knight, had. And Misty was getting old. And so she suggested, "Can't you take Misty to the office with you?" Here it goes. "Always took my dog Misty to the office. She was great comfort. manners perfect. We were trying for Cincinnati Bell account, must make a presentation that they would respect. Bell asked that the meeting be in our office, but building maintenance didn't always shine, so we hired outside janitorial company to double clean to appear pristine. Made our presentation to execs in office conference room while other staffs were busy at their desks for another show of agency firepower. 4 hours later, visiting executives left, non-meeting staff squealed, Misty pooped. Don't worry, they said, and they sealed it and cleaned it up, holding a cardboard between the pile in the group. We won the business, had lunch with the CEO, and I told him the story. He said, we watched it happen. That's why you were hired. The fact that you bring your dog to work every day left us all clapping. And that was such a big account to get. And everyone was absolutely sure that the Bell executives, the CEO, and so forth, didn't see this at all. And sure enough, they had.
What a way to seal the deal. I understand that poetry has brought you joy and contentment in your life. And I certainly want to thank you for sharing it with us tonight. Thanks for visiting with us, Dan.
Thank you very, very much.
Dan Pinger has been talking with us tonight about his latest book. It is titled The Ripley Ridge Recounter. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.